This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
A lot better than the Boston Celtics.
Ah, listen, man. You know, we were both thinking this was going to be a sweep.
I didn't think sweep. I thought five or six. Sweep. I thought the Garden. I always think game three. Like, I thought the Knicks in the Garden would get one there.
But Brunson has been hampered by a little, his ankle and all this stuff. I thought, Brunson not completely healthy, you don't have a chance. Hell, they up 2-0. But he's a dog now. He's a dog on that court.
The Celtics lack, at least right now, they
don't know how to drop some Sam Cassells. That's their problem.
No, well, dude, they had a 20-point lead in the third quarter.
Yeah, but you, when you let somebody come back, when you get up by 20 on somebody, you know my little saying, you put one foot on somebody's neck and slowly lift the other one up and just see the life come out of them? They don't know how to do that.
Dude.
They allow, what they do, they put their foot right by the guy and give him an oxygen mask. Help him out a little bit.
What the Thunder did last night, I think they had 80 in the first half.
Like, they came out and said, okay, yeah, that's how you want to do it. They were beating them so bad that the Joker, he started being very, very illegal.
Pardon me. They scored 87 in the first half, if my math is correct.
Like when Scotty and Jeff scored on the front of the line.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Like, what the Thunder did last night is what Boston should have done. I don't know what to make of this Celtics-Knicks thing. Dude, when you get up 2-0 and then you're going home.
Oh, they going back. That's right.
Dude, like they're going to play two at the Garden. To me, it's hard to
normally think. Normally they say that the series doesn't start till someone lose at home. Well, you lost two at home.
Right.
This series is off and running.
I don't want to say it would be premature to say the Celtics are cooked. But
yep,
it's hard not to think they're going back to Boston down 3-1.
Yeah, are they going to win four?
I think the Knicks get one in the Garden.
That's what I'm saying.
I think the Knicks are playing really good defense. Mikal Bridges has been excellent. I think Brunson is obviously just this type of dude that is...
He can score when he wants to.
Totally. And he only had 17 last night. Mm-hmm. But, man, were they important. Josh Hart was awesome last night.
And that's the Villanova crew right there, right?
Sure is. Yeah. I hate that commercial, by the way.
I like that commercial.
They look so awkward. I don't know. It just seems...
That's what it's supposed to do, dog.
Perhaps it has.
They say, hey, dog, look at our checking account. We all right.
Perhaps it has something to do with recent feelings I've developed towards Villanova.
Oh,
but
that's why you hate the commercial.
I don't know.
But you can't be mad at Villanova. You got to be mad at the man that decided to go there.
I am. And I haven't even brought this up, but the Terps have out-recruited the Wildcats so far. The problem with college recruiting now is it's a daily occurrence. There's no finish line with recruiting. But I think you don't want to like, generalize too much on this stuff.
Nah.
Tatum last night had 13 points in 42 minutes, and they didn't even get a shot off. Yo, you're down one. Above all else, like, think about the end of the college basketball championship, mm-hmm. the national title game, when Houston just didn't get a shot off.
Killer instinct.
It's one thing to miss.
You got
to
put them away, dog. You know, when you get up on somebody, listen, I know people talk about sportsmanship and all that stuff. Sportsmanship can fly away. That's the way I look at it, okay? If I'm up on you and you are a pro, I'm not going to take it easy and allow you to come back, because at any time anybody that's a professional can get on a run. In Little League, and I got just an overall better team, maybe high school and my team is just way more dominant. You got 20 players on your roster and I got 20 people going to Division I colleges, I pull back. In the NFL, NBA, anything like that, you just going to lose that day, because I am not going to stop my guys from improving and trying to do what they're supposed to do.
Totally. I am legit. There's not a lot of things that shock me in sports. The Knicks being up 2-0 after two games in Boston.
That's a shock.
That's a shock, man.
Hell yeah.
Like, the Nuggets stealing game one, I wasn't shocked. I thought it was really kind of worrisome how the Thunder choked away that game. But they responded last night.
They said, okay, it's not going to be like that the rest of the way. And the Celtics didn't. The Celtics, like, we up by 20. Now the world is back in order. Let's relax. Oh, hell, they're up on us right now. You know what I'm saying?
Not to mention, dude, when you think about these Celtics-Knicks games, the first game, the final, was 108-105, but that was in overtime.
Yeah.
Like, whether it's the Knicks' defense or pace, or just Boston missing so many damn shots, they're keeping these things really low scoring. But last night Knicks, was 91-90. That was like a mid-90s basketball
That's
score.
How the Knicks play, though. They play, they're going to go down.
It's intentional.
They're going to play the whole time, the shot clock. Normally, you're going to have Brunson going to the hole. Either he's going to make it or he's going to go to the line. It's normally like that. And what you do, you get into it throws off the other team's rhythm, because most guys in the NBA, you know what they're used to? The other team not playing defense.
Right.
And just the fact that they play hard defense and they try, that just throws off most other teams.
Well, and you know one thing that had me thinking, when you get to this level of the NBA playoffs where there's eight teams left out of, what is the NBA, 30, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Not in, I mean, the other side of the East, the Pacers are up 2-0 after two games in Cleveland.
Yeah. Well, Cleveland got a lot of injuries. Sure. And it's going to be hard for them to win it.
And we're going to see what happens tonight now that Steph's going to miss some time for the Warriors. I mean, that's going to be really interesting.
Well, the coach is already setting it up, because he came out and said, hey, they're beating up Gobert. Gobert needs to get beat up.
Yeah.
He's been stupid throughout his career, so I don't care what happened to him.
Fella. But, dude, if you look at the East, we saw it. I mean, the way the Cavs dispatched the Heat. But the bottom of the East was so bad. just so bad. You wonder if some of these records aren't a little bit inflated, that when they start playing other really good teams night after night, if the playing field isn't a lot more even than maybe the regular season records would suggest.
You can't look at it like that. The fact of it is, you're playing pros, and normally they handle those bad teams. So, I mean, I can understand if they were losing to those bad teams, but they handled them. The Celtics are a very good team. Something is in their heads of messing with them right now. Maybe their coach is not as good as we think he is. Maybe he just got onto a team that was already loaded and he went along for the ride, but everybody thought it was about him. Because what's happening now, you're watching coaches make adjustments. You're up by 20 and you lose, something wrong with your coaching. That's just the way I see it. We always knock players. What the hell does a coach do or not do to be able to understand? Like, you see a lot of time a team is up and another team go on a run, coach call a timeout. You know why he does that? Slow this thing down, because it's a locomotive that's happening. And if you just slow it up a little bit, you throw off the rhythm, and now you get a chance to talk to your boys, get them back into the mindset of what they're supposed to be. That didn't happen last night.
What are the odds in that Celtics-Knicks series now? Because it was the money lines were 90% suggesting that the Celtics were going to win that series.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I mean, that's got to be significantly different. Okay, so I believe they still have the Celtics as favorites. That seems impossible. That's got to be from last night. White Brian, see if you can track those numbers down. You still think Boston wins that series?
At this point, I can't say that with certainty. Like you said, if they go to New York, New York wins the first game in New York. They're sitting at 3-0 with four games left. When you already lost three games to a team and you lost two of them on your court, does somebody really have the mindset that, oh, they're going to go and win four in a row now? I don't buy it. I think it's going
to
be tough.
They don't have to win four in a row.
It's very
patient. They need to win two of the next three for sure.
Well, I'm saying if New York were to win the next game, they got to win four in a row. So every time New York wins, pressure's on them now. Well, the pressure's really on them. And at the beginning, I did not think New York would get a win. Now, I don't know if the Celtics have a chance of winning it.
Dude, so the latest numbers that White Brian's sending me, what's this from? FanDuel? DraftKings?
Yeah, FanDuel.
Okay. FanDuel's saying the Knicks are -110 to win the series, and the Celtics are -106.
Wow.
That's crazy. The Celtics still aren't plus money, even though they're down 2-0.
They're the top team in the East, right?
No, they're the two seed. Cleveland's the one seed.
Well, Cleveland,
what's that? What's the Pacers-Cavs series? What if the Eastern Conference Finals is Pacers-Knicks? Imagine the amount of Reggie Miller highlights we'll be seeing.
Oh, that'd be bad. They used to have some knockouts, some heavyweight championship fights. No.
Those were awesome. Reggie Miller gets a lot of heat on social media. Maybe everybody does on social media. But I like Reggie calling Knicks games. I think it's fun. Damn, so the Pacers are significant favorites to win that series now. I think some of that might be injury-driven. Pacers are almost -200. Cavs at +165.
Why do you get mad at Reggie? I think Reggie's damn good.
People hate on him. Big time.
Well, you think Reggie cares? No.
I don't. I like Reggie calling the games. I was paying attention, but then we had to get the kids down, and bedtime's always its own adventure. And I came back down, and I was kind of watching the score on my phone, and then I came back downstairs for the last 90 seconds, which takes 10 minutes, but the last 90 seconds of basketball time, mm-hmm. and was just blown away. And Jason Tatum is a gold medal winner, an NBA champion. He's an excellent player. He's one of the best 10 players on the planet. But, dude, his inability in closing seconds in this series is something that's going to linger a bit. Unless they come all the way back to win this thing, I don't know, man. Yeah. Last night, you couldn't even get a shot off. Yeah. At least he tried to go to the rim. The Knicks played really good defense. I don't know who it was that kind of stood up help side at the free throw line that forced him to keep going to the corner. Bridges was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Bridges gives you a full game every damn game.
Doug, I've been critical of him because I think he's kind of soft. But Karl Anthony Towns has not been soft.
I know. He hadn't been soft in New York. Prior to that, he didn't. I watched a game in the series before, and all of a sudden he just started taking big man to the hole. Because one thing about him is the big guys that are checking him are not as athletic as he is. So somebody must say, look, dog, you got the advantage. Use it. And he went to the hole maybe two or three times, and he now sees it because he started playing totally different in that series prior than I've seen him play in his career.
Dude, he went for 21 and 17 last night.
You got to do it.
It's
normally he would go through a game and shoot six, seven, three-pointers.
I know.
And would not ever go to the block.
I know.
Now he takes him off the dribble. He'll go to the block. He does all kind of stuff.
Absolutely. So, Knicks are up 2-0. Thunder come back to win last night. That's 1-1. Tonight we got Pacers, Cavs. Oh, no, that's tomorrow night. So, the only NBA game tonight is T-Wolves Warriors. That's an 8:30 tip.
So, Ant better come with more than 1 point in the first quarter, whatever, first half. What did he do? One point in the first quarter.
What's the spread in that? That's got to be pretty interesting with Steph out. Obviously, the biggest game in town tonight for us is the Caps, who are desperate for a win.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk a lot of Caps today. Joe Beninati, voice of the Caps on Monumental Sports Network, is going to join us at 1 o'clock. We're checking in with two New Yorkers on this thing. Chris Miles, who I don't know if he was joking or not, but Chris Miles from NBA TV, our friend, our old coworker, at least said he thought the Knicks had a chance in this series.
Well, and he's from New York.
Right. Maybe he's saying it with his heart, but now it looks – and then Peter Rosenberg is going to join us at 1:30, who's feet on the streets in NYC. I can only imagine the buzz in the Garden Saturday, 3:30 for that game.
I would love to hear the people in Boston. What are they saying?
Dude. Yo, where's our guy? I think his name's JR in Boston, who calls in. He's always very worried about the Caps, which right now I imagine he's very, very worried.
Well, is
JR in Boston, wherever
JR,
you are.
You a Celtics fan? Call us and tell us how you feel.
I think he's a DC sports fan. He just lives in Boston.
Boston.
There were a couple of things. We're going to get into Caps next. Also, I don't know if you saw this, but a new poll from the Washington Post that I want to discuss. The Post has talked about there are legitimate questions to be asked about RFK. You got to get the best deal possible for residents. But they did a poll of D.C. residents if they support the use of public money for the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
I thought those results were very, very telling. We'll get into that a little later. Jeff Bostic, obviously a guy that knows what RFK means, is going to join us at noon. Really excited to talk to Bosco at noon.
I was going to call me yesterday.
Awesome. But quickly, I did want to address something with the group. Our guy, Jeff, went and played some golf yesterday with the one and only wild card, Scotty. And Jeff, I give Jeff a lot of credit. He is he's trying to devote himself to becoming a better golfer. And it's a hard game, man. And when you're really trying to learn and get your swing right, it's hard.
It's a hard game for everybody, and they tell you that. But this one thinks he's going to be the only person in the world going to just pick it up real easy.
What I applaud about Jeff is his off-air demeanor about golf because he has been humbled. Now, on air, he continues his bombastic tone.
Oh, no, he's still when I played him the other day and there was no chance in hell he could beat me, I could have hit my pitching wedge. I could have hit my putter off the tee all the way through. Pitch play the putter. He wouldn't have won.
I believe you.
He told me, oh, bruh, give me about another 4 or 5 months. I'm like, what you going to do? Shoot. 11 on the hole instead of the 12.
The only person with a more insane golf view is I have a buddy, Charlie Carocchio, who is convinced he's going to qualify for the senior tour in 5 years.
How old is he now?
He's probably a year or two older than me. And I
guess how good is he?
Not close. He's a decent player, but like that bell curve is so outrageous.
Yeah, yeah.
But God bless you, Charlie.
Like, what's his handicap now?
I'll have to look it up.
He going
to
quit his job and just do golf all day?
Yeah, he's got 4 kids. I don't
think
he's
quitting. Not going to be able to quit that. Well, Charlie, guess what? That dream, stop having it because it ain't going to happen.
My buddy, So there's another guy, Keith Unicle, who's an excellent player. He's probably like a plus three or something. And Charlie always brings it up. And Keith is like, you're literally out of your mind. But let's focus on Jeff for a moment. B, I just sent you the video of Jeff from yesterday. And Landfill, I'd like your take, too, as somebody who doesn't play much golf. Check out Jeff's newest swing.
Can I see this video, too?
It's in the thread,
it's
dog.
It's in the text thread, dog.
This is from Lake Presidential, I believe, yesterday.
I'm just going to tell you straight up.
We got to straighten that back.
The back is a little messed up, dog.
Hold on. I see this video.
The bottom half of your body doesn't move at all.
Landfill, we should probably post this to the Instagram and the Twitter, I think.
No, don't do that.
Jeff, I got a compliment.
Told me you got over the water. There's no way with that swing you got over the water.
No, that was a different hole.
You
got to
release.
Was 18.
You got to release
18,
the hip.
No, I'm talking about, that's what, that was 18 that I got over the
you
water.
You told me you got over the first one. You said you hit it,
I
then
did.
You knocked it over. That ball went over to the right side.
I never said I got it over feet. On my first try.
Oh, the second try.
So my third.
Your third. So you were hitting five.
But he's going to tell us he got a seven on the hole.
He did tell me that yesterday.
I got a seven on, I think it was 13.
Congratulations. I like the shoes you're wearing. What kind of shoes are those? Did B. Mitch give them to you? How did you acquire those?
Yes. Because
are those G4s?
G4s, man.
I kind of like those.
I had to hook him up, man.
Hook me up. Hell. I'm in the market for new golf shoes. I've decided.
That's a bad video.
What size you wear?
That was 11. That was my first
swing. That size I wear.
Even better.
That was my first swing. Landfill, what size you wear?
Landfill, what size do you wear?
12.
Ooh,
okay,
big dog.
12. And White Brian, what size you wear?
Also a 12.
Ooh.
How the hell you get size 12? You like my boy Jerome with them big old shoes with all that room from your back of your ankle to the back. You should have like a smaller shoe.
Would it shock you if White Brian's the kind of dude that wears two pairs of socks?
No.
And definitely tighty whitey.
But you can see the looses in the back of his shoe.
White Brian still hasn't got a haircut.
I tell Jerome all the time wearing a size 14. You're a 9.5.
Landfill, what'd you think of Jeff's swing there?
I was horrific.
Lot for us to discuss. If you want to see Jeff's swing, it's going to be on the at B. Mitch and Finley socials in just a moment. Talking caps when we return. Nobody go anywhere.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.